Blog Talk Radio.
The Machine.
What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. Now for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police. And in the church, Lord, I'm looked at as Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hurts me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told that can separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life. Yeah.
And stuff. So as I got there,
upon my resume and everything. Then there was this guy behind the counter, and I was talking to the lady. The lady was like, oh, no, we're not taking applications, or we're not doing any applications on Friday. So I'm like, okay. And then I felt more depressed. And then all of a sudden, this guy was like, let me see your resume. So I'm like, okay. He's like, you know what? Let's go to the office. They interviewed me right there on the spot. Two guys interviewed me right on the spot. I'm like, yo, you know what? That's the grace of God. That's God working. You know, God don't want us to give up. So I'm thinking, is this real? Is this real? Is this real? I know it sounds like a small job, but a job is a job. Just letting y'all know. You know, I mean, the way the economy is, you can't find no jobs out here, man. No jobs. So as I was getting interviewed, they was asking me what skills you have and all this stuff like that. So I tell them. And then it was like, Joseph, if you do good at this post, we'll promote you into a bigger post where the millionaires at. I'm like, what? You serious? So I'm like, is this for real? So I'm just smiling. I'm like, okay. So all of a sudden, they gave me my uniforms. I signed some paperwork, and I'm like, wow. God is not playing, you know, like, he don't want us to lose faith at all. He don't want us to lose confidence at all. He wants us to stay focused, talk positive. So that's what it is, you know, and that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what it is. So basically, the topic for today is dreams. Dreams of dreams. Dreams which you have to dream. There's a lot of people out there, they're not really dreamers like that. They probably don't want to hear the topic. It's really good for them, you know, to dream. You know, I am a dreamer, and that's why I call myself Joseph the Dreamer. People out here, you know, since they don't have no dreams, they like to crush other people's dreams and control them. You cannot control people. The only person you could that could control people is God. And it's really up to you what you want to do with your life. So I'm saying, if God sent you out there to do something, you know, and you see it as a vision or a dream, do it, or you're not going to be happy. I'm being real. Because, I mean, every time I have a dream or a vision about something, I'll be wondering, like, is this real, you know? Is this real? Do I have to do this? And God wants us to be happy. He wants us to be joyful. He wants us to live our life properly. You know what I'm saying? He don't want us to feel miserable and let people run over us or anything like that. You know? But dreams is something that, you know, connected to it's connected to reality, to tell you the truth, because, I mean, everything around us, look at everything around us, you know what I'm saying? The world around us. You think, okay, we're going to stay in this earth for a long time. I believe this earth is a dream myself. And we're supposed to live our lives the way God wants us to live our lives, the right way. So I'm saying not to be, you know, commanded by other people and trying to control us and stuff like that. For dreams is the number one thing. Let me see if I can play this sermon right quick. If it doesn't play, then let me try this. Well, I'm not going to stay on here too long because, you know, I got to go to church. But as I was explaining, dreams is something that you have to figure out what God wants you to do. Probably said that already. If you go to Genesis, I think, chapter 20, I'm not sure, but you got to check it about Joseph and his brothers and stuff like that, and how his brothers was jealous of him because he'd be having dreams that actually happened and stuff like that, you know. It's a wonderful thing. And it's like you could prophesy your life. Anybody could actually prophesy their life. Everybody has a gift. Well, not everybody, but if you accept Jesus in your life, you will have a gift. You will have bigger dreams. Bigger dreams than you ever have. You will have. So. So if you stay focused on what y'all love to do, it'll be wonderful. Y'all stay focused. Do what you gotta do. Keep yourself with Christ. You know, don't look back. You know, keep strong. Always keep love first. You know, don't, you know, always keep love first. Always be a leader, not a follower. That's number one rule. And always keep God first. I'm going to keep saying that over and over. Always keep God first. So, you know, if you're a dreamer, you have dreams you want to pursue, go ahead and pursue it. Don't let people stop you. Okay, don't let people tell you what you have to do with your dreams, or you should do this, or you should do that. No, they cannot choose your life. You know what I'm saying? They cannot choose your life. So, as I was saying, tomorrow we're going to be back on tomorrow. I'm going to give it a chance if I could come back tomorrow, because I might go to work tomorrow. But we're going to start doing afternoon shows or evening shows. Matter of fact, probably between 5 to 7. And I'm going to have two new hosts in Faith is Power Radio. I'm going to have Matthew. He's an artist I'm working with. He's going to be on the radio station on Tuesday. So he's going to be talking about spiritual battles. That's a wonderful subject. Pay attention to that, people. And Paul Morris, he's a gospel rap artist and a singer. He should be on there on the radio station. I'm not sure what day, but I'm going to check in with y'all on that. Okay, so Monday is either tomorrow or Monday I will be back on. But I would like to thank everybody that's been listening. God bless.